Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time. We're scheduled to be joined momentarily by Senate candidate Congressman Lou Barletta running against Bob Casey Jr. I'd love to have Lou do that during the debates. We'll talk with him. He's got an article in today's paper about add schools to infrastructure Homeland Security must protect, among other things. But do you remember Lou Barletta when he stood toe-to-toe with the Iron Maiden, the Sebelius, the Obamacare, Tsarina, and face down her around this 12-year-old, maybe 13 now, out in Delaware County, who was able, thanks to Barletta and others, to survive and thrive? Well, today in the House, they're voting, and I just saw this headline at Politico. They're voting on a bill that I'm very sensitive to, particularly when we did that broadcast with Jim Worthington up in Bucks County, the Right to Try drug bill. Politico lines up these experts who say the Right to Try bill is just feel-good stuff, raising patients' hopes. And it will set patients up for disappointment, says an FDA commissioner. Feel good for legislators, CEO of Cognition Therapeutics. And on and on and on it goes. Are these people just the worst joy robbers or life robbers imaginable? In other words, shouldn't you have a right to try? And Politico doesn't even name. They say it's a libertarian think tank that's behind this. Well, thank God for that. You support that? So in other words, you could get treatments that are experimental, that are outside the FDA's blessing. You're making a decision along with your doctor to say, you know what? What do I have to lose here? You're making a rational decision. This might work. Why would you take that away from people? And the headline that jumped out at me, experts say. Now, I'm not anti all experts. Some people do have expertise. But this notion that some pointy-headed expert can make a better decision than individuals and their doctors about what they might want to try, that's what gets me. Do you see this as just feel good, throw stuff to idiots out there? That's what it's being said to be. Typical Trump initiative. Or do you see it as I do? This is in the American spirit. We ought to be trying these things. Now, people should have full knowledge of everything that goes into this. That's a given. 855-839-1210. It makes sense to try. Congressman Lou Barletta is with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, welcome back. And I saw this morning. It took me down memory lane. I would argue a tie with your greatest moments when we first learned about you and then what you did with Sebelius.
Well, thank you, Dom. You know, it's... That was probably one of my best moments, if not the best moments in Congress. And, it ended in a good way. So, really, really happy about Sarah. And now here we are in a debate about how we keep our kids safe in school. And it seems like a no-brainer to me, Don, as we debate all the issues that we are, guns, no guns, what kind of guns, mental health, and you know, we go over and on and on and on. Washington does what it does best. It talks it to death and does nothing. But in the meantime, what seems like just, you know, a no-brainer is if you can't get into school, you can't hurt our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could protect bureaucrats and politicians and federal workers in Washington, I'm sure we can protect our kids in our schools. They're our greatest assets if we want to. So this should be something that is the first thing that we do is treat our schools, and I'm calling it to be treated as critical infrastructure. And there's a meaning to that. It's not just a nice term. There's 16 sectors in our country that is considered critical infrastructure: our nuclear power plants, our water systems, mm-hmm. and they devise a plan to make sure that they are safe and can be secured. We should do the same thing with the schools, make our schools the 17th critical infrastructure in America.
Well, Lou, let's talk about that, though. Now, I have a lot of experience in schools. What would that mean when you say we ought to protect them like we do bureaucrats and politicians? I agree with you. Having duly trained people that are armed there, or several of them, is the way to go. But the only fear that I have with some of this stuff, schools already have made it pretty inconvenient to be moving back and forth and doing all that type of stuff. Is that what you're talking about? Or how do you, you know, there's so many doors in schools and ways to get in there because of fire and safety. How do you protect that? What are you saying?
So what this would do, Don, is it would be under the guidance, if it was considered critical infrastructure, it would be under the guidance of the Secretary of Homeland Security,
okay,
who would work with state and local officials and assess what you need to do to keep your school safe. So it may look different in an inner city school in Philadelphia than it may look like in Iowa or somewhere else. But it's to assess, and some of it will be actual infrastructure. It could be, you know, bulletproof glass. We could be talking about security, but you're really starting with a blank sheet of paper and assessing the schools as to what can we do to make sure that the kids, once they get in school, they're safe. And, you know, I know a school that there's no doors on the classroom. Well, when they have active shooter drills, obviously these kids are sitting ducks. And they literally have to just hide under their desk. They can't close a door and put a desk up to it. I really think that if we can figure a way how to keep bureaucrats and politicians safe, it's embarrassing, the security that I have when I go to Washington and when I think of kids sitting in a classroom without a door.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lou, while you're here, an idea that I had, small idea, but to your point about not even having doors, have you seen the kid in Iowa that haven't heard as much about him? He put in a device where when you put that against the door, under the door, you can't penetrate it. You'd have to shoot the whole door off to get in. It's like a $70, $60, $50 item, something like that now. Just something for you to think about. You might, we could always send you the link to this kid. That was the silver lining coming out of Parkland. It was very inventive. Schools in Iowa now apparently have them. And this is the type of small thing that gives you a fighting chance.
That's right. I mean, these are our kids. They're our greatest assets. Surely we can figure a way how to make sure they're safe. No parent should worry about their kid once they send them off to school, and no kid should be afraid to go to school. And Don, as we're arguing the gun debate, what if the next time it's not a gun?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think of the shoe bomber. You know, now we take our shoes off because somebody thought about putting a bomb in our shoes, and the guy puts a bomb in his underwear. So, I mean, we can go on and on. You know, the most logical thing is you can't get into school. You just, we have to make sure that when these kids go to school every day, they're there to learn, and we should treat them as to what they are, our greatest asset in this country, and make sure they're safe. I guarantee you, you cannot walk in the Department of Education in Washington and go up to another floor and start shooting people in that building. Why can't we figure a way out to make sure that our kids can go to school knowing that they're there to learn and not afraid that they're not going to go home?
Well, absolutely. So putting it on that infrastructure level 17 now, critical, I think that is a big step that shows the importance of this. Wanted to talk with you about your campaign across the state with Bob Casey, who sort of supports the tariff. Politico, Lou Barletta with us, has a piece today that I think they're trying, this is the media at its worst, they're saying that in the Saccone campaign that we're waiting today, Lou, they've stopped talking about tax cuts because Republicans are starting to realize that doesn't work. I think that is just media propaganda. I think this is gold because people see their paycheck and they know what you'll do and they should know what Casey would do.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That just shows you how to touch you know, the media is, and the Democrats, especially the senators and House members who voted against giving people more of their own money. If anyone actually believes that somebody who now sees a bump in their check because there's less withholding tax coming out, or they got a bonus, or they got a raise, doesn't mean anything to them, then they're out of touch as Nancy Pelosi, who believes it's crumbs. I was at a ribbon cutting in the owner was telling me it was an equipment, a heavy equipment business. He said one of his employees came in and was just so happy. It was like Christmas time. He had another $45 in his paycheck. Now think about that. You know, for somebody where $45 means a lot to them every week, anyone who believes that these tax cuts are not a big deal, it's a main issue in any campaign, and anyone who voted against it is going to have some explaining to do.
And it cuts very clearly to where you are versus Bob Casey, if that's what it turns out to be. There's nothing clear. You can mask everything else. Do you want that in your paycheck or not? Casey would say no, because people up above are getting more somehow or another. I'd like to be on your side if I'm sitting there in a debate with Casey.
Yeah. And Don, it's 5 million people now saw either a bonus from those mean people who also got a tax cut that owned the business. Mm-hmm. They now got a bonus and a pay raise. So you can't claim that you love eggs but want to kill the chicken. It just doesn't make sense.
Hey, well put. I got to use that in the future. Where do we find all things for your campaign that's ongoing, Congressman Lou Barletta?
LouBarletta.com.
LouBarletta.com. All right, we got to get you to the diner when you're here in the area, Lou.
Will do, Don.
Okay, thanks, Lou.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.